setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. I'm Ken, and I'm so thrilled to have you with us today. You were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed. You are valuable. And somebody out there needs you to be you, so you have to do it. No more trying to be what somebody else said you needed to be. No more trying to be somebody else. We want you to be you because you do have that very specific, unique role that creates a contribution that the world needs, and that's what we're about. And so you're going, well, Ken, I'm completely confused. I have no idea what that is, or I know what it is, but I'm stuck, and here's why. Or I know what it is, but I have no idea how to get there. I'm terrified of the transition. I think time has passed me by. I don't know if I know if I have what it takes. If that's you, this is your show, and we can help. It starts with clarity. The very first thing we got to do is get clear on who you are. That's what you do best, talents, strengths, and skills, and what you love to do most. That's passion. Work that creates juice, that makes your heart come alive because you look forward to it. And when you're in the middle of it, you're absolutely fired up. And then when it's done, there's tremendous satisfaction because the work created a result that means something to you. So that's all within you. Those answers to what you do best and what you love to do most is all inside of you. It's my job to get it out of you. So let's do it. Here we go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to D.C., Washington, D.C., where Amy is on the line. Amy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure. How can I help?
My question today is, I recently transitioned into a new job, went from the public sector to the private sector. And as it turns out, the job isn't the same as what was advertised or discussed in the interview process.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out if I should give this job a year and see if things change or if I should start looking again.
Yeah. Well,
what would you recommend?
Yeah. Well, first, you've got to have a conversation with your leader about this. Hey, this is different. Let me be specific about where I think it's different from what was advertised. Have you done that yet?
Yes. And my boss had indicated that, you know, some things had changed and that the position will kind of come more to fruition as was described in the next 5 years, which is a rather longer timeline than I would like.
Yeah, so we've got the answer to that question, which is, the question I was going to ask next is, are you willing to wait until that changes? And the answer is, my goodness, no, not 5 years. So were you clear on the answer as to why things changed? Did it make sense to you?
A bit. I know some of the priorities changed within the company and there was some movement.
Okay.
It's a major company, so I know they're constantly changing. So I think that's what caused this.
Okay. All right. Well, the reason I ask that is because I'm trying to help you feel confident with what I'm about to tell you, because I don't think this is an ethical situation. It doesn't sound to me like this was, you know, a bait and switch. They tell you one thing and then they get you in there and then they pull the carpet out from underneath of you. Seems like things really, really changed and tremendously to the point that it may evolve to where you thought it was going to be 5 years from now, but that's not good for you. You're already going, man, this isn't the right fit. This is not what I want to do. So all that to say, you need to start looking. And I would stay there now because that's your stability. And I would start looking for the very type of position you thought it was going to be. You know what that is. That clarity should give you tremendous confidence. And you're going to stay until you get something new. And you should not feel any guilt about leaving. We get this call from time to time from other folks who will say, hey, I took a job. It's not what I thought. I feel guilty about leaving. Why? You're not an indentured servant. If you stay in a job that you know is not right for you, you're not doing the company any favors. You might feel good about yourself when you lay your head on the pillow at night, but the reality is a less than 100% engaged team member is not helping the company. It is hurting the company. I think we all agree with that. So you don't need to stay. You do not need to stay. Move on and be okay moving on. All right, let's go to Edward, who is on the line in Pennsylvania. Edward, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for talking to me.
Sure, man. How can I help?
Okay, a couple years ago, my teenage daughter took her own life.
Oh, my gosh.
And ever since then, I've struggled with my confidence and decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good-paying government job, but the environment's toxic, and I don't think I can advance any further.
Mm-hmm.
I've been considering going into maybe financial counseling or planning or coaching, but mm-hmm. I no longer feel qualified to give advice.
Why? Because you think you're a big, massive failure because your daughter took her life?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
No,
I never
fine.
Had problems with confidence in decision making before.
Yeah.
And part of my job requires me to make decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Advocate for people, and pretty much I just fake it until I make it every day.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you called. Let's answer the job question first, and then I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Dad to dad. I love the idea of you looking outward. You need to look for something that gives you the juice. More than ever, you need that. Something that you get excited about, that you know you're good at, and that does something that really matters to you. I would want you to use the proximity principle and actually go talk to some financial professionals, whether it be the financial counseling or the coaching, because those are businesses that are built entrepreneurial in that you got to have the clients coming to you, or you got to be working for somebody who's bringing in the clients. And the second scenario is a healthier transition for you. So, you know, if you wanted to get your licensing and go into investing, being an investing pro or something like that, you know, go to DaveRamsey.com and, you know, go have coffee or tea or breakfast or lunch with somebody who's one of our smart investor pros. So go look into this and get excited about it and see a path. Now, let's speak to the confidence. You need to go see a counselor yourself, and you probably have, but you need to continue to do this because you're not healthy. Now, it's not that long ago that your daughter tragically took her life. And so there's a tremendous amount of pain and healing that needs to take place. But the mental side of this thing where you feel like you failed and that she wanted to leave you, well, it's not about you. It was not about you. And I don't know the circumstances, don't need to know the circumstances, but I do understand not the tragedy that you have faced and are facing. But I do understand as a father of three, when your kids do stuff sometimes, it really... I mean, just a behavior issue at school sends me sometimes into a downward spiral. What have I done wrong? No. I think you need to honor her life, step forward proudly, and believe that you still have something to give because you do. Don't you quit. We need you. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get the clarity you need so that you can confidently step out and step up to do the work that you were created to do. No more case of the Mondays. If you got a case of the Mondays, I recommend a daily dose of the Ken Coleman Show to get you right. We're going to help you with clarity. That's right. Who you are, what you want to do, where you want to go. And then we'll walk you through a clear path forward. What steps you need to take to be able to step into that dream job and do work that matters deeply to you and get paid well for it. This is, in fact, not just the American dream. It's the human dream. We all want to do something that matters. You know, we want to get away from this mindset of I'm working to live and living to work, to do work that benefits the common good. This is where significance trumps success, and all the other things that come with success will come with that. But you're not going to feel burned out. You're not going to feel worthless. You're not going to feel like you're just in the rat race. No, you're going to be running your race. A race that when it's all said and done, you look back on and you reminisce about, you don't regret. So that's what we do here, and that's why we do it. 844-747-2577. Oh, we love the local calls. Let's stay here in Nashville and take Lester's call. Lester, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing today?
I am living the dream, Lester. How can I help?
Yes. So my question is, I'm currently working in a construction field, and I love doing it, and I'm passionate about it because I've done it for so long now.
What field?
I'm in the construction field.
Oh, construction. Okay.
Yes. I'm currently 25, and I started working since I was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
I did go back to school. I went to a technical school and started doing software development, which I really enjoyed also.
Mm-hmm.
I like the brain teasers and everything that it comes with it and creating things. So the school closed down. So now I went back into the construction field and I'm still working on it. But now I have just signed up to finish my web development, the more specific web development. And I'm just... these past few days, I'm debating inside of me if I really do want to leave the construction field and do web development full time, because I've also wanted to, you know, kind of start my own business as a construction.
Yeah. So it sounds like to me, construction is winning the battle. I think your head's telling you software development because you did enjoy it. Certainly have some passion for it, sounds like to me. But if I'm hearing this correctly, your heart is leaning towards construction more. Is that true?
Yes. Well, initially the plan with my wife was for me to go back to finish my degree, start web developing, and then once I got stable there and had a, you know, a stable income, then I was going to start a construction company and manage that on the side.
Okay.
But with the whole time, I feel like it would give me two ways.
Well, let's finish this. Would the hope be if you went back and you got the software development degree, you got into software development, had a really good job, then you start a little construction company on the side, is the goal that you would grow it on the side until you could step out of software development and into the construction company full time? That's the ultimate dream?
Well, the ultimate dream, yes. In part, it's that. And then also my father, he's very sick, so he can't work as much as he used to, and they have no retirement. So my goal is also for me to kind of take him under my wing, show him the gig, and then him have take over that.
Take over what? The construction company?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of as their, my gift to them as a retirement plan.
Okay, but you don't want to work it? You just want to hand it off?
That would be great, and I would love to work it also because that's what I love to do. You
okay,
know,
all right. Okay, good. Now I got all the answers. Lester, I think the software development thing is a distraction of time and money. There's nothing in any of this conversation we've had where you love software development. Now, I'm fine with the plan of, you know, helping your mom and dad with retirement. I wouldn't give them the company. You started it. You want to do it. Just employ your dad and make him, you know, give him some type of equity in it or something because you're a great son, but you don't have to give him the whole company. This is what you love. It's your dream, and you want to do something good with your dream, and you can do that. You can help mom and dad financially. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to give him the company. You're 25 years old. I think that's just a beautiful heart, but it's a little naive. So you can do everything you want for mom and dad without giving them the company. I don't think you should go to software development. I'll tell you why. Beyond the distraction of time and money, it's doing nothing to make you better. And it's not going to teach you what you need to know. You're already in construction. What kind of work would you do? Is it renovations or do you want to build houses, custom houses, spec houses? What are we talking about?
Well, right now I'm doing more renovations, which I'm really liking, and
great.
I can also do the other construction, so
great.
I've had experience in all of that.
All right, so here's my point. You need to stay in construction, and if you're working for somebody right now who's a really good contractor, and you like this guy or gal, whoever's running the company you're working for, you want to tell them that you want to do as much as you can to learn everything they do, and you want to grow, because eventually you'd love to be like them. And that's going to make them feel really good. And you just keep moving up. And if you get to a lid in your current construction company, go to another one. But you need to be essentially working for someone who also can mentor you, whether it's this direct mentoring all the time or if it's just they're teaching you, they're letting you learn about the business. You're walking around doing a great job with your tasks and your functions, but you've got your head on a swivel. And you are learning everything there is to learn about it. Because that's going to prepare you to be able to launch yours on the side. So what you would do is you stay in construction, work for somebody else. Get better and keep moving up. Then, not a conflict of interest, start your own thing on the side. Start doing renovations for friends and their families or whatever. And you start doing your own stuff. And then you get that to a point where you can step from your full-time construction job to your construction company. So that's the path. I would not do software development. That makes no sense. It's too much time and too much money with no strategic end. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kristen, who's on the line in Columbus, Ohio. Kristen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream. Kristen, how can I help?
Well, I have a question for you about next steps toward my dream job.
Okay.
So I work as a special education teacher. I've been doing it for about the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've worked with students and families and talking to them, I determined there's a real need for financial coaching for these families. And my ultimate goal would be to establish a special needs trust to take care of their child or loved ones for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a special education degree, of course, and an MBA from my past.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have personally reached baby step 7 recently.
Whoa!
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We will be there at Ramsey Solutions on October 21st to do our debt-free screen.
Oh my gosh, I hope I get to see you that day. I want you to come a little early and watch my show. I want to come out during a break and high-five you and your husband.
Definitely. Thank you so much. So I feel like I'm in a good position with my knowledge and experience
mm-hmm.
in both areas to be able to serve these families in mm-hmm. this capacity.
Yeah. So is your
so
question...
I've done a little background...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry? Go ahead.
I've done a little background research and spoken with a local attorney who works in the special needs trust area, and he's done it for a long time, and he said there's no one that he knows of in this area who does this kind of financial coaching with this niche.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, what would be my next steps or the best way to market my services or get my business off the ground?
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so this is start small, grow slow. So here's what you do. You've been a special ed teacher for 5 years. You already have all of the know-how of how to connect with these families. You know where they're congregating, you know how to get in touch with them. So you need to offer your services. This is one-to-one communication, just like anybody would start something. Start really small and be okay with that, because financially you're in a great situation. So what we want to do is get 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 families that will pay you for the financial coaching while you're figuring out the best way to set the trust up and fund the trust. But it starts with the word of mouth with these families going, oh my gosh, Kristen is a godsend. She changed our family tree. She really helped us out. So start small and grow slow. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Giving you clarity so that you can confidently step forward and do the work that you were created to do. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to a social media question from Carissa on Twitter. You can connect with me on Twitter at Ken Coleman. She says, is changing jobs seen in this day and age as disloyal or self-serving? No. In fact, I think changing jobs more rapidly is going to increasingly become trending towards normal, is how I would say that. Because we have data on the millennials, which are now, by the way, the largest age demographic in the American workforce. Millennials, we know this. And we know about millennials that their mindset is about a year, about 12 months they're thinking about each job. They want to be moving up the ladder. Now, don't understand this to say that millennials are going to leave every company they go to in 12 months. It's just they want progress. They want to move. And they're, you know, they're the distant generation, if you think about it, from the greatest generation that, you know, would turn a widget for 35, 40 years. And then they had the boomers, and well, the boomers, there are a lot of boomers that, you know, stay in one job 25, 30 years, but so certainly began to see more mobility with the boomers and then Gen X, and then the millennials. And so, I wish I knew more about why you tweeted the question the way you did, but it's not disloyal. If you're changing jobs every 2 to 3 months, I think it's going to make you look flighty. It's going to make you look unstable in their mind. And so I would be concerned about that. But I think it comes down to how often you're changing jobs and why you're changing jobs. So for instance, if you are moving up the ladder and your resume is a very clear indication of, wow, you've changed jobs a lot, but each time you've moved up responsibility and pay. Okay, great. So that would be a very attractive job record, if you will. So disloyal, self-serving, no. I mean, are you working, you know, as an indentured servant for 7 years to pay off debt? No. You know, you have the right to move up the ladder and get after it. And so if you're moving up, I don't think it's about self-serving, and I don't think it's about being disloyal. It's about being on purpose. That's how I would go with that. Two things I want you to know about. Our official Ken Coleman community on Facebook is up and running. This is a fantastic way to get in community with other folks who listen to the show, whether they listen on our syndicated radio show, our SiriusXM, or the podcast of the show, which, by the way, you can get the Ken Coleman Show on demand. Every afternoon after we do our live radio shows, then we put that up. So go check that out. Also go on YouTube and you can watch a clip a day. And very soon, if you subscribe to YouTube, we will be live streaming the show. So you can watch or listen right there on YouTube. So very excited about all that. And then also want to make sure that you know about our Instagram page, which is growing rapidly. Great place to follow us and engage. At Ken Coleman on Instagram. And then if you go to Facebook, search the official Ken Coleman community and click join. And of course, we're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Ken Coleman Show. So there you go. Would love to connect with you there. Great way to continue to encourage, be encouraged and equipped. And speaking of being encouraged, just had a, he's probably 3 years old, little guy. He's four. Four-year-old, just turned four. He walked in front of the glass here at our Ramsey headquarters, and you can come watch the show. And he gave me the greatest wave, and I felt really good about that. He gave me the juice, so that's fun. So we'd love to see if you want to come watch the show, come out during breaks and sign proximity principle books, take a picture with you, high-five you, encourage you, whatever you want. So come check us out. Come see us. All right, back to the phones we go. 844-747-2577. We go to New York where Jennifer is on the line. Jennifer, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help today?
So for the past 6 or 7 years, I have known deep down that my passion for, I'm a special education teacher in the fields for 11 years, mm-hmm. but I've known that my passion has been shifting, and it shifted, and I became a health coach from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, but then I was like, oh, you know, I used to be this go-getter, and I used to always know what I wanted, when I wanted it, and I went for it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm so stumped. At first, I felt guilty for not wanting to teach anymore.
Right.
And then I felt like there was something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been listening to so many different podcasts. I'm like, okay, no, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, no, I feel like I lost myself. Like I'm on a hamster wheel and I just keep going day in and day out. But I'm not figuring out what I truly want.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this. Why do you think, give me the short answer on what were the circumstances, what was the environment like that led you to feel like you lost your passion for teaching special ed students?
So the environment, I went from being an independent contractor. So I was working one-on-one with students, and I definitely had more autonomy doing that. Although I worked for agencies, it was more independent, and I felt like I was really honing in on what that specific child needed. And now I work for the Department of Education, and it's more of a controlled environment, and we're micromanaged, really, to say the least.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that I'm providing these children with what they need.
Okay. Now,
so I've always
Now I'm a little confused because you mentioned the health coaching. So you're still in special ed teaching. It's just a different environment you don't like. Where's the health and nutrition stuff come in? What are you doing with that?
So I graduated in 2017, and I really just started a health coaching page on Instagram, and I do Beachbody programs, so I'm starting to put myself out there, but I was so fearful and insecure for so long that I don't have any clients. I just basically share my story or little snippets of it, but with that, I'm also inconsistent.
All right, so I think the reason you feel lost is because you don't have a lot of confidence, and I don't think you have a lot of confidence because I think that there's a part of you that loves the one-on-one instruction, and in special ed, that's so vitally important because of the nuances. You know this. And and so whether it's teaching special ed students or it's coaching someone with health and fitness or nutrition, there's the same unique role that is there. And so you're in your sweet spot with both of those. And what that role is, I'm going to call it instructor. I could also call it guide. I could call it teacher. Meaning that you will never be happy if you're not in some way instructing, guiding, teaching. Because I think that's what you love. Whether it's a special ed student or a single mom who has some health goals, or a mom who's been a stay-at-home mom and now the kids are all in school and she wants to take more time for herself, or it's a busy female executive, whatever it is, you love the engagement of saying, all right, let's come up with a plan and I'm going to teach you the plan to make your life better. Is that right? Isn't that the juice for you?
Yes, that's very true, actually.
All right, so now here's what we know. You're in the wrong environment right now.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you get out of the profession of teaching. And in fact, I don't even care, Jennifer, what you're teaching as long as you are teaching. Meaning you could be in a corporate environment doing training executives on anything. I'm just saying, Jennifer is a teacher. Do you agree with that statement?
I do. Yeah. I never connected that, but yes.
Yeah. So that's why I love to help people understand in the sweet spot, there are multiple career paths or choices, but it's got to be in that sweet spot. And for you, the role that you have to fill every day when you wake up, Jennifer, is instructing, teaching. Now, what do you most want to teach? And you have to be honest with yourself to answer this question. That is the only homework assignment I'm going to give you. I want you to play with this in your head. I want you to write it down. I want you to write out answers for at least 72 hours, at least 3 days. Every morning, every night, look back at the piece of paper. Pencil and paper. I like that because you can erase it and keep rewriting it. Who do you most want to teach? What problem or solution? So what problem will your teaching help solve? Or what solution would your teaching help make happen? What moves your heart? If it is special ed, then you know back in there in one-on-one working with the student and the families. What makes your heart come alive when you think about teaching? Or who makes your heart come alive? This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is where America hangs out to talk about purpose. How do I figure out what my purpose is? And then if I do figure it out, how do I make it a reality? Well, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. That is why we're here. Taking talk radio by storm because everybody's going, what is this? Wait a second. You're not going to talk about Washington, D.C. and its impact on my dream? No. So, you know what makes this fun is like, it's come one, come all. We don't care what your political persuasion is. What we care about is what your purpose is. So, if you're looking for another show about somebody firing you up and getting you angry. This is not it. If you're looking for a show that fires you up and gets you on purpose, now you have arrived. Because this is what we do. It's all about you. You were created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed. It also means that you must do it. So now it's not just feeling good about ourselves that we matter. It's we better get about the business of mattering. In other words, we want to do work that matters to us because we know the results are for others. 844-747-2577. If you're stuck, confused, scared, down, defeated, this show's for you. We can help you. Let's get that Mount Everest clear so we can get our heads up, looking forward. And then we'll come up with a path to get you up to the top of your Mount Everest. 844-747-2577, the number. We go to San Antonio, Texas, where Beth is on the line. Beth, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, how can I help?
So I feel like I've had a midlife career crisis over the last year. Mm-hmm. A little background, I worked for a Cat 5 insurance company, and I was very successful. And my husband is a soldier, so we moved markets. And when I did that, my business changed drastically. And I thought, okay, let me try a do-over and try something else in sales. And I moved to marketing sales, mm-hmm. which was a disaster. So I have found my sweet spot in financial services.
Okay.
And I am trying to figure out how do I make this a career that I can take with me from duty station to duty station. Mm-hmm. And how do I do that without quitting my day job now? Because we still need my income.
Okay. Well, is the day job in financial services or your day job
yes.
is... Okay.
Yes, I went back to financial services with a different company.
Okay. And you are absolutely loving it. So help me understand how what you mean when you say, how can I keep doing this and be able to do it as we move around the country with your husband's job and commission, moving from place to place and not quit the day job? Are you saying that you want to be able to do your own thing where...
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'd like to start a business.
Yeah,
probably.
What would the business be? A version of what financial services you're offering now?
Yeah, just working for myself at a new place, right? The question, and I guess the issue I have is the proximity principle. When we move somewhere, I know absolutely no one.
Yeah. So my question is that forgive me on this, but I know when you move from state to state, you can't, there are certain laws, correct? State laws, maybe even federal laws, like you can't take care of certain people that were your clients in one state if you move to another state. Is that correct or am I incorrect?
It would be different licensing, so I could continue to keep the licenses that I have in the previous states, assuming that the carriers allow me to do that.
Okay, so it's the carrier issue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much more moving and shaking are we doing here? How many more years is your husband in the military, and then what is the potential move situation like? Do you even know?
Yes and no. So he's probably going to be a lifer. We're looking at about another 15 years at least. And the anticipated moving schedule is every 2 to 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess you've got to get with it. So I'm actually thinking through this. I don't have a clear answer, and I don't mind saying that because my job is to help you think through this. I think we want to look at trying to get with a carrier that would allow you to move. And they go, man, Beth's a rock star because you've had tons of success. So you've got a track record, and anybody with half a brain knows how sharp you are. So if you could get with a company and or a carrier or whatever that they love, that you're just dumping new people in and you can take care of the people you already had. And so now anytime you move, yes, you've got to start fresh because you're in a new zip code, if you will, but you're already taking care of your past clients and they're loving it. So, I mean, Beth's helping me growing my financial portfolio. Everything's great. And with the digital age, you can do that functionally. That's not the issue. The issue is, are you with a carrier or a company that would allow you to stay with them? So I think until you can start your own thing, that has to be strategy one. And then when you start your own thing, will you be limited at all by moving location to location? Will you be able to keep all those same clients again if you're using those carriers?
If I go with the right company, yes. So the issue, though, lies that there's probably a 6-month lag between leaving my current company and opening my own.
because of the time that it takes to do that.
Ah, got it. So what you have to do then is plan for that. So that helps me with one of your strategies. You're going to have to sacrifice something, meaning you pull some money from your budget from other things you've been spending, and you put a little bit more away, and you're going to have to save up what would be a six-month salary so that there's no interruption. Does it make sense? So whenever you pull the trigger on that, you've got money set aside to where there's no interruption in income. Make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would that be an addition to my emergency fund? Because we're on baby steps 4 and I guess 6.
I'd like it to be in addition. You know what I mean? Because you're so good at saving, I just think it's worth it. Because if you can leave the emergency alone for just an emergency, and this becomes a strategic career decision for you, which it is, you essentially are investing in yourself. So I'd like for you to have that 6 months set aside and think about how good that would feel every night if you knew, hey, I left and I'm starting my own thing and there's no interruption in my income. That would feel pretty good, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the step. So I wish I could tell you more about the nuances, but think about the nuances and the regulations and all that kind of thing. And so pick the right company to be with, the right carriers, all that kind of thing, and then pick the right time. Be patient. If it takes you 2 more years before you feel like you can pull that trigger, that's okay. But begin the plan now. So if I want this, I'm going to have to do this. It's that desired future. In order for the if then, right? So if I want this, then I'm going to have to do this. And I think we walk through some basic things like that, but keep thinking through that. And you're going to love that, especially working for yourself. That's going to be awesome. Love that. It's all about the plan, folks. The unknown is what will paralyze you. And so somebody like Beth could be paralyzed and not do what she knows she wants to do, knows that she can do it. But until we put a plan in place, let's write it out on paper. Let's be really clear. This step, then this step, then this step, then this step. And when you do that, you go, oh, okay, I can do this. Our time is almost up. But before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.